We told you about this yesterday. There's going to be quite a hearing today on Beacon Hill. The taxi services and the taxi industry will be there, as well as those who are representing the industry of Uber and Lyft and ride-sharing industry. And they're there to talk about regulations related to the Ubers of the world. Our next guest is not a big fan of these ride-sharing services. Scott Solombrino is the president and CEO of Boston Coach, and he will be there to testify today. And Scott, thank you for joining us. You have been running this major limousine service for a long time. Regulations against those ride-sharing services won't help you at all?
Well, no. All we really want the state to focus on is how do we best protect public safety. We're a big fan of the technology because they've helped us develop our own technology to make using these services easier and more convenient. But they're operating on their own set of rules. They need to be regulated just as cabs are regulated, just as chauffeured cars are regulated. And a lot of it revolves around public safety. And that's what our argument is that if we have to abide by the rules, so do they.
So you are in favor of regulation when it comes to
these? Absolutely. We want the state to require fingerprinting with FBI background checks, and we're willing to be part of that regulatory process. We want to make sure that they are doing the same thing we're doing with our random drug testing programs to ensure that the public is safe at all times. When there's an issue that involves these transportation network companies, it gives the entire industry a black eye, and it makes everybody look with scrutiny at how transportation is being managed. All we're asking for is to level the playing field. We also want the state to enforce its current W-2 1099 regulations, because we believe that these companies are in violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act, and that they're actually having employees, not independent contractors, so their drivers don't get overtime, don't get coverage from workman's comp, don't get health insurance, and don't have the right to organize. We think that's unfair, and it's giving them a 40% advantage on costs. Let's get everybody on the same page, regulate everybody the same way, and give everybody a fair chance to be able to compete in the global marketplace.
Scott, talk about what kind of steps you take a potential driver through before they are employed by your company.
You have to go through a full background check. You can't have a conviction for any felonies, and you certainly can't have any convictions for driving under the influence.
Is that a fingerprint check, or are you going back just 7 years?
In some of our states, it is a fingerprint, but not in Massachusetts. So what we're asking Massachusetts to do is to approve the bill that we have proposed to require the fingerprinting, because that's only going to give my company and my employees more protection from hiring somebody who might have slipped through the cracks. As you're well aware, due to privacy issues, certain states have certain restrictions on how far back and how deep you can go into somebody's background. But when the police department runs an FBI fingerprint background check, they can pretty much see everything. And we want to protect our customers. So we want to know if somebody was involved in a violent crime, whether it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Right.
We have a right to know that, and so do our passengers. So what we're suggesting is put us all on the same playing field. The taxi companies have this regulation now. And so when you come to our company, we also have a mandatory drug testing program. You can't be hired if you don't pass the drug testing. And then we do random drug testing throughout the year on all of our employees that drive. We do that to help protect people so that we can ensure that we're taking every step we can to mitigate any craziness.
What about digital hitchhiking? What's your argument there? Why don't you like that?
Well, digital hitchhiking is a term that we created at the National Limousine Association. Basically, people don't have a clue who's picking them up. You get online, you push a button, just because somebody's picture shows up, people think it's okay and that they're vetted. Well, they're not actually vetted. But when you get picked up in a taxi cab, that driver has been vetted for sure. There is no question the driver had a background check. So when you're out there just taking your phone and raising it up as a halo, you're doing nothing more than a passenger would do to hail a taxi cab. What's the difference if you raise your arm to get the cab or you push the button on your phone? It's the same thing. So we think that the taxi medallion owners who have paid a lot of money to invest in the system that the state has set up, I have a disadvantage, because now you have people using the phone as a hail And we think that that's wrong. We don't think that's fair competitively. These companies should all be regulated like taxi companies. And if they're not going to be regulated like taxi companies, then that means they're chauffeured car companies. And if they're chauffeured car companies, they should have the same standards we have, and they should have to treat their people as employees, not independent contractors, because that's a sham. We think it's wrong. We think their labor force is being abused. And a lot of people today are going to be testifying, but you're not going to hear the people who don't like the system that work in these companies testifying for fear of their own retribution. So you'll hear a lot of people saying it's the greatest system ever, but you're not going to hear the people saying, oh, I don't think it's right that I don't get overtime or I don't have health insurance. Those people will never come out of the shadows because they're too worried about whether or not they're going to be able to continue their work with these companies.
Scott Celebrino, he is the president and CEO of Duvel Boston Coach, and you will be testifying today. Hearing starts today at 11 a.m. on Gardner Auditorium on Beacon Hill. It should be quite a hearing, so good luck to you, Scott.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope we're going to get a good result in the benefit of the public. Thank you very much for having me on.
Uh-huh. It's going
to
be
a lot to say.
He's right. It is going to be a lot of fun. If you're somebody who's an observer, it's going to be, pretty heated.
Consider this is a guy who bought his first car for $600.
Yeah, when he was a freshman in college, right?
Right. And this salt of the earth, typical American success story, building from the ground up. 1987, he acquired a New York-based Duvel from its founder. So this, clearly very passionate, as well he should be, because, he's gone through this industry and he's gone through all the regulations, and why shouldn't Uber?
Well, he's going to be one of many who testify today. In fact, so many that they had to move it to a larger auditorium today. So we'll continue to follow that story. I'm anxious to hear how that turns out. There are two bills on Beacon Hill, one a little more restrictive than the other. It sounds like to me that Scott's in favor of the more restrictive of the two. He likes the idea of drug testing as well. And he likes that long-term background check. I agree with that for sure.
Definitely
7 years back is, forget that.
How about the fake Uber driver that I've been relaying
all morning,
the
right?
Trend.